Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. It's time for another review, and I know I'm late on this one. My apologies. I live in Texas, San Antonio to be exact, and the weather played a bit of a role in this since the theaters closed early on the day I really wanted to go watch this one, which was last Thursday. So I'm doing it today. And since I am on some new platforms and I'm getting new views, which I greatly appreciate, I don't want you guys to be confused. Yes, I do low-budget movies for the most part, but I watch everything and always try to do the new movies just so you know what's out there. I mean, the ones that I can be unbiased about anyway. With that being said, in today's episode, I have the new movie starring Halle Berry called Moonfall. Now, I have seen the trailer several times, and I still don't quite know what this is. It looks like an end-of-the-world action movie with some twists along the way, maybe. So let's see if I'm right or if it's any good. So what is this one about? Well, we start out with the routine mission to fix a satellite in the past. I think it was like 2011 or something like that. Halle Berry's crew experiences an event, spoiler-free. But they lose a man, and Patrick Wilson's character, Brian, gets blamed. Fast forward, and Brian is disgraced astronaut. Halle's still working for NASA. Meanwhile, there's this other guy who figures out the moon is off its orbit and getting closer to the Earth, and no one will listen to him. And, I mean, that's pretty much where I stop, because you guys know where this is going. NASA's going to find out. They form a crew to go up and save the Earth from ultimate disaster. But there is a twist that makes this one a little different from the usual planet-ending movies. So what did the pros think? Well, they came in at a 40% with the audience at a 68% on the Rotten scale as of this review. And what did I think? Well, let me start with the positives. And you definitely see where the budget went. I'll give them that. I mean, I think this was like $140+ million budget. So with the end of the world movie, you need plenty of shots of just that, the world ending and being destroyed, popular landmarks getting smashed. The more creative, the better. And there was some good stuff in here. The stuff they did with gravity was pretty creative, which was different. And this is a mashup of a few different things, but most surprisingly, it kind of all works and keeps it from just being another apocalypse movie. The third act here was a lot of fun. It did make me wonder how things were going to ultimately get resolved. But that's where my negatives start. Don't try to make sense of any of the science stuff. I mean, they explain it. And I mean, they explain the crap out of everything. I think at the ending of this movie, there's like a good 8-minute exposition part that seemed like it should have been at the beginning of the movie that pretty much explains everything from the past, what's going on currently. Everything. It's just a little story part they put like right in the third act at the end, right before the final little scene that they do. But yeah, it's super inconsistent, and some of it doesn't really make any sense. Director Roland Emmerich, who also is responsible for 2012 and Day After Tomorrow, two more of those apocalyptic end-of-the-world type movies. And I bring that up because this is what he's known for. He does the planetary destruction stuff in, you know, those movies. And I gotta say, those movies had better stuff, planet stuff being destroyed, than this one did. And you would think, since this is kind of what he's known for, he would have stepped this game up a little bit. I mean, since, you know, this is, you know, this is his bag. This is what he does. So I thought maybe he would have done something a little bit more creative. There was only really one set piece that I found really interesting that he had here. But, I mean, it's not like it's bad or anything. I don't want to come off like that. It was just more the same the way the stuff he had in this movie. Now, the main problem I had with this movie and was the major letdown here was the editing. Whoever had final say in the cut in this movie did a really poor job. It felt like they left everything in. With an over 2-hour runtime, I mean, did anything hit the cutting room floor? I mean, they just put everything in here. There are just too many characters to follow and care about, and they try to cram in all of their story acts. I mean, they don't try to, they do. There's Brian's son, and then there's Brian's ex-wife's family and her kids, and then there's the stepfather, then Halle Berry's ex-husband, Halle Berry's son. I mean, they literally closed out all of those storylines on top of the three people that were actually on the mission to save the Earth, which, I remind you, the whole part about saving the Earth might have been a little bit more interesting than watching these other little subplots that they wanted to throw in there. I could have recut this movie down to 90 minutes, and this would have been way tighter and more focused narrative. It would have been a much better movie for it. The dialogue is weird and bad in a lot of spots. I didn't understand some of the choices they made. People don't actually speak the way that they were speaking in some of these parts. And, and on a side note, you guys know I have no mercy for these kids. Halle Berry's son in this movie is absolute trash. He must have been related to somebody, because there's no way he had the best audition. It's just no possible way this kid came in there and blew the directors away and the staff away and said, yeah, this is our kid. There's no way. Somebody must have got him this job. But anyway, I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? I'm going to say yes, kind of. The third act was a lot of fun, and that saved this one for me. So I'm going to give it a 60% on the Rotten scale just off the strength of that. But let me be clear about one thing. Me giving this a pass is not to say you should run out and see this one. No way is this a full-price movie. It's worth a watch if it's on a streaming platform or Redbox, something you just throw on and it's in the background, you just kind of watch it and talk about it. No one has to be quiet while they're watching it. You just talk amongst yourselves. A popcorn movie, you know. Just temper your expectations, turn your brain off, and just go with it, and you'll have fun. But, yeah, there's no way they're going to make their money back with that budget. There's just no way. This movie is not impressive enough for anybody to really go out and see. And with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low budget movie reviews with Clarence. So I know I'm getting this out late, but I definitely have a couple more things I'm going to drop, so I will definitely be back really soon. Thank you very much for tuning in. I appreciate everybody, appreciate all my new subscribers, and yeah, I'll be back soon. Next episode will definitely be my Monday movie recommendation. I will drop that shortly, but you gotta be subscribed to the TikTok in order to see what that movie's going to be. Thank you again for your support, and I will see you guys next time. Peace.